Hello and welcome back to Marketing Insights by Durham Rose. In this shorter and news-like episode, we'll just be covering some of the updates and how these AI tools are dramatically changing week on week. It was only last week that we were reporting on the changes of the creative tools at one of our Marketing Moments events, and that's actually already updated from a search and SEO perspective. There's quite a lot of talk on how the creative tools, so how to produce content, is making an impact. But actually what we're going to focus on in this episode is more around SEO and search, because while the creative tools are changing, they're getting better, but they're not ready yet. Where actually the biggest impact on marketeers is all around the SEO strategy and paid strategy. But I'm joined by Adriana, and we're going to be talking about some of the updates and tools over the next half an hour.
Hello, everyone.
Addy, hi, welcome. So last week we were talking about the updates in the SEO strategy, but literally since we've even had that event, there's been quite a lot of change.
Yes. So Google just announced the first week of March their first core update for 2024. And in that update, they talked about reducing content that doesn't serve people around 40%. Now, what they actually meant was that they are targeting a lot of companies that might have used AI to create keyword blogs, or blogs that are used only to rank better at SEO and in overall get your company showing for specific keywords. So they're looking at reducing that around 40% of content is not going to be very niche or keyword related content on search.
That's going to be super interesting. So how do you kind of see that playing now short term versus the things we need to start planning for? And interestingly, now when we talk about long term really is only 2 months ahead.
Yes. So with this first update, I think it's really important to evaluate the content that is on your website currently. And if anything has been generated with ChatGPT or another AI assistant, just to include more keywords, I would be re-looking at that content and how to give it a more original spin, something that might have takeaway value to a person, or at something that would create a conversation around your brand. Now, some of these could be how-tos or opinion pieces, but anything that has any opinion, comments, or lessons to people will have better value than any keyword-related blogs.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Because over the last, you know, few years, we've really been focused on making sure you've got enough of those keywords in, making sure there's links, the header 1, 2, and 3 tags, internal linking, external linking, and overly descriptive explanations of like what you do. And it didn't have to be personalized. It didn't have to be that informative. It just had to keep. It was really about volume and just having it covered rather than quality. And I'm really excited and really impressed by these changes, because it's really also about time that we started to see being rewarded online for quality over quantity and having something that's personalized, informative. And what's going to be really interesting is this change between it not being about what the brand says, it's being about what the brand, how people are talking about the brand. So bringing in more testimonials and quotes is also going to really impact blog and article writing.
Yes, as we can see now, although Google and other search engines like Microsoft are incorporating AI into their search engine, they don't want you to incorporate AI content as much on your websites. As you said, it's all about the quality. I do feel as well there is going to be more of a shift on interactive content with Google. They recently also announced a few new features that they have on Google Search that will also make your company, your brand, your products easily be searchable through more interactive content. This is videos, images, media overall. The first launch is one of their features called Circle, Highlight, and Scribble. So basically, without changing an app, this is currently only going to be available for Android for now. You can select images, text, or videos that you are interested without changing an app. So for example, if you're on TikTok and you're scrolling and you see somebody wearing sunglasses that you really like, you can, without changing your platform, you can go in, ask Google to bring up the feature, circle or highlight those sunglasses, and then immediately get the image search of sunglasses that are might be from the exact brand or very similar. That is a complete new way of search and something that will be more easily available for people to interact with nowadays.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So product-based brands that would have got used to uploading so that Google represents it on shopping, and even more recently, shopping is, you know, has really changed its interface. So that element's going to really be impacted for product-based businesses. And it'll be really interesting to see how Pinterest use this technology, or if there's any connection between the two, so that when we're kind of dreaming and mood boarding and then eventually shopping on Pinterest, could that be that it's made easier? Because there's a little bit of a disconnect still at the moment when you find something online or find it on Pinterest, of being able to then very easily buy it.
Yeah, I do agree. I think although these features already exist, like with Pinterest shopping, as you said, or Google Lens, I think being able to use different platforms without changing your app will really help people incorporate this more on their daily activities on their phone, rather than trying to use and learn a specific feature on each platform to find what they want.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So what else has been happening this week in developments on these tools?
Yeah, so another tool that Google launched was their Point Your Camera feature. Now, you might have noticed that they already have Lens, where you can capture an image and it will show you similar images from a specific product. But now they are incorporating AI to answer more complex questions about what you see. So an example of this feature would be if you're at a charity shop, a yard sale, and you find a board game that has no instructions or you don't really know what it's for. Pointing your camera at it and asking Google's AI, how do I play this game? You don't even have to describe the product as much, just asking it. And it will develop and find exactly the instructions to play the game that you found. Now, that is not only great for learning new things and finding new things, but it incorporates it more in the daily life. Again, we've had these features before, but they were much more complex. You'd have to open a specific app for it, but now everything is much more within the same universe of apps that everybody regularly interacts with on their phone.
It's going to be really interesting. So like you used a gaming example there, which is really perfect because it assumes that the rules of the game is going to be posted somewhere online. So it'll be scraping and searching to find it. And I wonder if this tool, you know, in the future would be really cool on business to consumer or business to business marketing, when there is an element of how to. So if we think about how to is probably one of the top searched questions, or what is the best, how do I, you know, all of these questions. So it'll be really interesting now how this tool will come to the forefront. So as you were saying, there'll be like these articles that have been blogs, or, you know, Q&As that have been posted, or FAQs that have been posted in the past. It'll be interesting to see how this is going to shift in finding different ways of doing things. And does this reduce down not just the value of SEO, but also, you know, publications and articles that have been written in the past?
It will be very exciting to see how much it gets unearthed, especially when you said scraping the internet, because only about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago at the beginning of March was when Google announced their Reddit API. So now they have the ability for their AI to search and learn from how people interact on forums, how people recommend products, services, and just learning overall how people communicate in smaller communities on the web. And that will be reflected on how AI responds auto-generated questions or anything that might be in the future of search. And as we said, only 4 weeks ago we were predicting this, and now it's coming to life.
That's going to be really, really interesting. And it's really important for brands to already be thinking about the amount of time and energy and effort you've already put into SEO strategies before now, or, you know, you might have written one for the future, that really needs deeper thought. So it's really less about what the brand puts out and it's more about what's being said. So the SEO strategy almost needs to flip now to a review strategy. How are people talking about you? What is your community management like? How are you managing your comments? Are you even doing it? Because if not, you really need to think about resource on it. Because the way in which people comment about your brand on social, on Reddits, on forums, on Trustpilots, etc., will determine its SEO ranking in the future. And if that hasn't been a focus, which for many brands it won't have been, and I should, you know, a huge enterprise brand where there'll be a team on it, you know, how you focus on those comments and then also how you clean them up. Because what's going to be really interesting, Adi, I don't think we're going to have the answer for this yet, but maybe next week, will be if we have a brand where there's a lot of comments, there's positive and negative, by getting rid of or ignoring those comments, are they still going to impact the SEO value of a brand?
That's right. We'll have to keep updated on how that performs, because obviously if your brand is being spoken about negatively or positively, they both do always impact how it's being found. Currently, right now, how people react on the web is that when, for example, creators or brands silence their comments after a backlash, it usually brings more backlash because they are silencing a conversation. So it would be interesting to see if AI is learning how people interact on the web, will they pick up these sort of nuances of how people respond to being stopped in conversation or when they're not allowed to speak their opinions about a specific product or a brand?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. So we're in this horrible culture of being cancelled and trolling. And how is this going to really backlash on the search engines? Because while it is important, and they'll probably have something in there about the quality of the comments, you know, they must be looking through and scrolling, and this is purely assumption and opinion, there must be some sort of monitoring or criteria of what is a quality comment or not. So forums and that conversation, that partnership with Reddit makes a lot of sense. It's a little bit softer. But if we look at X, for instance, where it's like a really trolling, cancelled culture, how much of that is truly authentic, real and thought through? And how much of that do we really want influencing SEO criteria and scoring that the engines are going to have to put out on this to be, okay, well, if there's a bad comment about a brand or experience, and then the brand recognizes it, goes back, comments and says, we've taken this on board and we're working on it, does that give them a higher quality score than someone that's maybe trying to silence it? And if it's a particular character that's always trolling and always writing negative comments, I'm assuming they'll get picked up and they would have less impact. But the whole thing is going to be super interesting to watch and watch it unfold very, very closely. But for brands now, I think, you know, some of the things that we are advising is just really refreshing that SEO strategy. The content is less about getting lots of information out there and having more of quality. How you can bring in testimonials, reviews, recommendations from your audience, not from the brand, is going to go a long way to future-proofing your rankings. Thanks for listening to Marketing Insights by Drew Rose. If these topics are of interest to you and you've enjoyed listening, please do hit the subscribe button, because the more subscribers we get, the more content we can produce. And if this is a topic that you really enjoy, we do have in-person training and community events called Marketing Moments, which you can find out on the events section of our website.